BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Includes a girl who admits that she does go out with people just for the perks. We got our bangers out again, but Chris was not here to defend his choice, sadly. Bumbleo Wednesday, and there's a Brit special, Real or No Real, with Alice Levine. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Hello. Are you all right? This is Scott. It is Wednesday lunchtime and it is just me on my own today. After I took Chris to the shop that rhymes with Woots yesterday lunchtime to tell the pharmacist his symptoms, and he went into far too much detail, he's fallen sick today. He's having a rubbish one, definitely off. And James on Twitter says that the news of James Martin leaving Saturday Kitchen must have hit him particularly hard. He's just, well, he looked even paler than he normally does this time yesterday, and he kept going, stomach ache, like boys do when they're ill. So it's probably best that he stays in bed. Ruth, as well, as ill on Twitter. There's loads of people ill at the moment. Ruth's just in bed for the second day sick. Carl is feeling rubbish as well in Bristol, but has made it into work. All right. And Steve says, surely if Stark is off, there's no Brits for him tonight. That's right. You can't really not turn up to your radio show. And then but Lollipy did just turn up to the Brits tonight. Hi, guys. Feeling a bit better now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm having a varied week. Yesterday morning, I took two alpacas for a walk and stroked some hairy goats while doing some filming for Countryfile. This morning, in preparation for the Brits, I had a fairly intense workout. I'm one of those people that waits until the day of the big event before actually doing anything about it. Anything about exercise whatsoever. So, like, this morning I was woke up like, oh, the Brits, oh, I better do a workout. Always on the day. Imagine my surprise this morning when actual Ollie Murs walks into the gym and then watches me sweating and a puffing, red-faced, for about 10 minutes, just stood there going, all right, Millsy, keep going, keep going, while I'm doing a full-on workout. Like, no pressure. So, like, to kind of make up the difference, what I'm going to do is stand right behind him next time he's recording his next single and see how he likes it. Pressure? Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Hannah.
Hey, Hannah, what's going on?
Well, I was wondering, as we were talking about Chris earlier, if he's going to be using his ticket tonight, is there any chance I could get it?
For the Brits, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he was supposed to be going, but I can tell you, Hannah, there are many people now clambering to be the replacement on Twitter and text. It's a long queue, so get out of the back! No, I'm joking. It is quite a long queue.
Well, I think I should get it.
Also, I don't know whether it works like one in, one out. Do you know what I mean? They might have already filled the position. And also, they want famous-ish people. I'm like, really-ish. But like, what can you bring to the table?
Well, I could probably bring a lot of banter, you know. I think Chris brings a lot of that, but I can up the game.
Yeah, he does, yeah. You wouldn't embarrass yourself in front of any pop stars, would you?
Possibly. I have been known to embarrass myself in the past, so I don't know.
In front of pop stars?
No, just general people. I don't think I've ever actually met a pop star, so that'd be new.
Okay, well, yeah, and also you'll be nervous, so you probably would embarrass yourself. What have you done before to embarrass yourself?
Well, there's been one time that I've been known to... Well, I got so nervous once I actually threw up.
Yeah, okay, well, all right. Well, like I said, it's a really long queue and the chances are quite minimal because we can't have people throwing up on pop stars. But thanks for your interest.
That's so true. Oh, no worries.
All right, maybe next year.
Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills. One.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just laughing because you are. It's infectious.
I know, right?
Yeah, right. Hi, you're really... Hello. Well, you're energetic. What's your name?
My name's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Hi. What's going on?
I heard you guys talking about relationship perks yesterday.
Yeah.
So I thought I had to share my story.
Yes, we were saying yesterday about... Not necessarily the only reason you go out with somebody.
No.
But... It's good that, like, you know, you get the little perks now and again. Like, maybe they get discount at restaurants or clothes or cheaper flights, that kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, if you're in a relationship, perks definitely help.
And everyone gets them in some way, you know, because of their partner's job.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I did say yesterday, is there anybody listening that has gone out with somebody only because of the perks? Are you that person?
I might, yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I knew there'd be one.
Yeah, I'm an actor. I have been for some time now. And it didn't start off that I was just dating people for a certain reason. But because of the world I live in, I started dating writers and directors and other actors. And then eventually it came to the point where I'd been dating a couple of writers here or there. And then eventually I started getting auditions and roles because I happened to be dating a writer or a director.
Okay.
And now I've now got a checklist that I go through if I'm going to date somebody, whether or not, you know, they happen to be a writer or director.
Okay, so basically you're doing it just for your career.
Yes.
Wow, I mean, fair play to you for coming on and being so honest.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't start off that way, but it's kind of slightly forgivable, but then it kind of, you know, evolved.
Now, you say you're an actor, actress, right?
Yes. Actor, actress, yes.
Would I have seen you in anything? Oh, hang on, you're not... I see you, baby, Chicken Madras, are you?
No. Oh, that would be so cool if I were.
No, it wouldn't. It would be awful. I'd cut you off. How annoying is she?
Oh, gosh. I was on Bargain Hunt once.
What, acting?
No, I was a contestant, but that's the only thing I've been in so far.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know if that counts.
But obviously you've got big ambitions, which is great.
Yes.
And you want to be... Well, where do you want to be? Do we want to be Holby City or do you want to be, like, Hollywood?
Oh, Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah, I've always been one of these, since I was about knee-high to an Ewok, I was like one of these really annoying people that was incredibly ambitious. So it's definitely Hollywood or don't bother.
But I like that you're reaching for the stars.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But I do feel quite bad. When you were saying about it yesterday, about dating for perks, I was like, I do that. I didn't realise I had, but I do that.
Okay, right. So I want us now to go through the checklist that you have.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
I'm not at the minute. So I mean, like, this could be a great advert.
Yeah, it really could. Okay, so let's say that I am a boy, a bloke, which
okay,
I am.
Hello.
Hiya. Hi. And I quite fancy you.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
But... what criteria do I need to have? Let's go through the checklist one by one.
Okay, right. So you need to be something involved with the world of acting. So like writing, directing, that kind of like, you know, something in that world.
Okay, what about if I'm like working in a theatre and I'm like the lighting assistant?
I suppose that could be okay. But it was like, it would have to like depend on which theatre it was.
Okay, all right.
So like if it were a tiny little fringe theatre, I'd be like, oh no, you're really nice. But, you know, maybe not.
Okay, so it needs to be something to do with the world of acting.
Yes, but, like, high up in the world of acting.
Got you. Okay, and what's next?
Okay, so that's world of acting. But it's sort of kind of, can you cook? Because I can't cook, and I'm an actor, and, you know, we're famously bad at looking after ourselves. So I need somebody that can, like, is in the world of acting and, you know, can cook and can look after my stuff. Mm. Yeah.
You said acting a lot there. Amazing. okay, so you're an actress, which means you can't cook. What?
Yeah.
So you need someone that can cook for you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So someone in the world of acting that can cook, what else?
Yes. Got to be kind of nice to look at.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
fine.
Fussy, but, you know, I can't be running away from you because you're a thief.
Right, okay.
What else? Yeah, no, it's kind of, I kind of go for, do you look nice? Are you a nice person?
And?
Oh, right, you're in the world of acting.
Right,
that kind
okay.
of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So,
I did once date a photographer for about 3 weeks because I thought he could do my headshots for me, but then he told me he didn't do headshot photography, so we broke up. Yeah.
You binned him because he didn't do headshots.
Oh, God, I sound like a horrible person. I'm not. I'm lovely. Hello.
Hello. All right, so I've got your list of requirements now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you said you're single at the moment.
Yes.
Have you got any jobs through exes, through ex-boyfriends?
I have. I've had several auditions and 3 jobs.
What were they?
Well, I had a small job in part of a fringe theatre kind of thing, just off the West End, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Then I've had a few auditions via director friends of writer boyfriends. And then I was in a short film about 6 months ago,
okay.
Which is I'm going for like horror venue movie things, which I literally just got because I happened to be dating the writer. Yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, well, you certainly used it all to your advantage then.
Yeah. I mean, I feel quite bad, but it didn't start off like that. I just, you know, want to get that out there. But I kind of, now I do check it off on my list, just going, you're nice, but maybe, you know, it won't last because...
You can't help me with my job.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Refreshingly honest.
I know. You've got to be honest about these things. Yeah.
Did it take us talking about it on the show yesterday for you to realise that this is actually you?
It did, because I just thought that, you know, everybody had a checklist of things that they wanted or this, that and the other, or professions they preferred. But then when you were talking about it, I just went, no, I do that. I do that. And, oh, I do that too. I only do it for the buzz.
Well, do you know what? You're the only person that's put themselves forward and admitted it. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you find that writer-actor that you so desire.
Thank you.
Keep climbing that ladder.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. It's quite sunny today in lots of places. Like Winnie's keen for a bit of summertime sadness on a sunny day in his tractor near York. Really enjoying it today, the show. Also, Hannah says, me and my friend Ben sit at work every day on opposite ends of the office, having a running conversation alongside what you're talking about on Radio 1 and playing each other in all the games via our work's instant message. That is pure Radio 1 dedication. I like it a lot. Okay, it's 2:15. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Will from Witten.
Hello, Will, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good. What's going on?
Well, Scott, you had Hannah on your show earlier, the obviously very bubbly actor/actress.
Yes, people are still talking about this, you know. All she was doing was being honest, you know, that's what she does. She dates people to get better jobs, and fair play to her.
Well, I mean, fair play to that, but it was the sheer volume of the times that she said actor and actress.
Yeah, a few people have been mentioning this. She did mention that she was in the world of acting a lot.
Yeah, it got me thinking of a drinking game.
A drinking game? Oh, well, every time she says I'm an actor.
Yeah.
Thing is, right, that's her job. I'm probably the same. I'm kind of quite boring. I probably talk about radio a lot.
But how many times do you do it in a sentence?
Well, so every time she says I'm an actor or an acting or something, if she's anything about acting or the acting world, take a drink.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I'm not getting the shots out, Will. It's like 2:15 in the afternoon, but I can do it with coffee if you want.
Sounds good. Espresso's fine.
Funny enough, you should say this. So many people have mentioned that we may have made it into a slight game already. You ready?
Yes.
That's clear. So Hannah chatted to me for a few minutes, but how many times do you think she talked about the world of acting? We're about to find out.
I'm an actor. I have been for some time now.
Now, you say you're an actor, actress, right?
Yes. Actress, yes.
Okay, 3 so far. That's not the end.
I was on Bargain Hunt once.
What, acting?
No, I was a contestant, but that's the only thing I've been in so far.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know if that counts. Right. So you need to be something involved with the world of acting, so like writing, directing.
Okay, so it needs to be something to do with the world of acting.
Yes, but like high up in the world of acting.
Yeah, she's mentioning it a lot. We're at 5 now. 5. Okay, and what's next?
Okay, so that's world of acting. But it's sort of can you cook? Because I can't cook and I'm an actor and, you know, we're famously bad at looking after ourselves. So I need somebody that can, like, is in the world of acting and, you know, can cook and can look after my stuff. Mm. I kind of go for... Do you look nice? Are you a nice person?
And?
Oh, right, you're in the world of acting.
Right,
that kind
okay.
of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Quite a lot, wasn't it, Will?
It was a lot. I ran out of coffee.
You ran out of coffee? Did you take a drink every time?
I tried.
It was only 9, though. But that was just the word acting. Obviously, she talked around, like, being in the world of actors, etc. a lot, but just the word acting 9 times there in a short conversation.
I think there's a clip you should play on a Friday or Saturday night just for people ready to go out.
Yeah. It could be a good game.
Let's go.
Right, good to speak to you, Will.
Love you, bye.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's get to this. Chris isn't here today, so quite hard for him to play bangers, but he left his song choice behind, so we can still play. He just can't really shout about his song, which is terrible. Getting well competitive on this now, just because he's won 2 days in a row. Not happy. But, you know, you've just got to choose what you prefer. I pick a song, Chris picks a song. We don't know what our song choices are. We know what our own song choices are. We don't know what each other's are. And then you choose it. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Scunthorpe.
Yes, Gunny. What are you doing?
I'm actually just driving home, but pulled over to chat to you, buddy.
Well, thanks, buddy. So when we normally do this, whose choices do you normally prefer?
It's a bit of a mix, to be honest, because Chris, I think, chooses them retro sort of bangers, but I know you're going for the more modernish type things. That's my opinion anyway, but I think I usually... No, I'm on the fence.
Well, that's disappointing, isn't it? Could have just thrown a name out there. I mean, if you'd said Chris, I wouldn't have minded.
No, I have to be impartial, like okay. The BBC, of course.
Yes, that's right. What do you do for a job?
I just work in a factory.
Okay, cool. Doing what?
I actually make underfloor heating. That sounds a bit boring, doesn't it?
Oh, doesn't it get hot?
It does, actually. It gets really hot.
Probably the idea of it, though. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously working, isn't it? Because it gets hot.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so I've got Chris's choice here. I don't know what it is until I hit this thing here. And I'm going to play mine first, all right? So...
All right, cool.
Here we go. It's Bumbleo Wednesday. Your chance to camp it up just a bit with this. Christina Hurt and Galera. Ain't no other man. June, though. Late into a secret. Now he's left. Zane Lowe, when this was on the playlist at Radio 1, I was playing it one day. He came into my show and he went, man, I'd never say it on the radio, but this is a great song. Yeah. Secret pop queen he was. Pardon?
This is my guilty pleasure for sure.
It's good, isn't it? Or you've got this one. What is it? Okay, Spin Class Classic. Pump It by Black Eyed Peas. It's good that he's not here. Obviously, my choice is way better and Black Eyed Peas inferior. Actually, I'd say a fairly lazy choice. Slightly obvious, do you know what I mean?
You think you're going for the easy win again?
I just think, you know, you've not really thought about that. You've just kind of plucked Pump It by Black Eyed Peas out of thin air and hope for the best, really. But it's up to you.
Wow. Are you ready for my choice?
I'm ready.
Right. Okay. Today.
All right, Dermot, get on with it.
Scott, I'm going for your choice. Christina Aguilera for
yes!
the win.
Yes! Got it, Chris. What are you saying about that then? I thought it sounded good. Aaron in Crowthorne says, I don't really think there was a wrong choice today. Both excellent. David says, you're right. Every week that Black Eyed Peas banger is on in my spinning class. I told you. Pump It is a spinning class classic. Anisha says, yes, Mills. Excellent choice. Totally singing along and doing a sassy click fingers dance at my desk. Hashtag ain't no other. Hashtag uh-huh, honey. Kellen says, yeah, Scott Mills, absolute tune. And Tom in Portsmouth says, oof, dirty tactics on bangers today from Mills. I know, but he wasn't here, was he? So I just had to make the most of that, really. And my choice got chosen, so yay. Chris isn't here today, he's ill. He's got the Brits. So hopefully he'll be back tomorrow to fight his corner again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello!
Hiya, who's that?
This is Karen and Kate.
You okay? What are you doing?
We're currently taking the scenic room home from work.
Okay, and how can I help you?
We're just really out for Bumbleo.
You want a bit of a Bumbleo?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Happy it's Wednesday.
Yeah. It's sunny and it's perfect. And we're by the sea.
We're by the sea. Okay, let's do this. Every Wednesday on the show, we go a little bit Spanish and we have a little dance because we're happy that we're halfway through the week. And in the silence before the main bumbleo drop, some of our favourite bits and your favourite bits of this show. Here we go.
Hello.
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 Hi, who's that?
Nadia.
Nadia.
Yep, hello.
Ruby, 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 Ruby!
Right after high school, I went to Glasgow to an art school, and right after graduation, I got a part in a sitcom, a situational comedy.
Too jazzy?
They are a little too jazzy, yes.
Yes! Bumbleoing is happening in the live lounge. That's a first. Live Lounge crew getting involved. Steve in his sweaty socks. Thanks for that. Too much information. But he's having a little dance because it's Wednesday. Reese is in his bulldozer in Somerset. Tom in Sheffield is having a shocking day and just wants all of us to know about it. Cheer yourself up. It's Bumbleo. Hello, Andy, who's on the way to the Brits tonight. Might see you later. Happy Bumbleo Wednesday. Hayley is celebrating her first year as a private nanny, so happy Bumbleo Wednesday to you. Tamara, bus driver in Northumberland, bumbleoing her bus off. Riding solo, but bumbleoing solo as well, in the car in Abingdon. Apologies, that's Callum. Laura in Gwent says that was the most amazing gap ever. Thank you. Jack and Adam, bumbleoing their way to the 21 Pilots gig tonight at Brixton Academy while eating Alpha Betty spaghetti. Hey! Already, it's a clap of it.
40 of those.
Sneaks up on you, done it. Tom and Josh in Stoke-on-Trent. Gary on the Isle of Wight. Gap on point, thank you. Bumbleoing my Brits off in Bolton. That's Vicky. Marcus and Matt bumbleoing while playing golf in Dorset. How classy. Stan in North Wales. Don't hear many Stans mentioned on Radio 1. Big up Stan. Bumbleo my laptop off. Laptop off, easy. Chris in Shropshire. And Wally on the M5. Arsene, Arsene! Bit weird on my own. Loser!
Oof. The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine's here with me to play Real or No Real before she scoots off to the Brits.
Happy Brits Day.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. I always feel a tad uneasy today because you never know really what's in store.
I get a little bit of FOGO with the Brits, fear of going out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Because there have been some incidents in the past, which I wouldn't like to repeat. I've been good, actually, in recent years, but the reputation, it hasn't gone.
There is a certain air of expectation around you.
Yeah, I know. And that's a lot of pressure, you know. I don't want to make a complete beast of myself again.
I'd love that, though.
No, it's not fun, Alice.
Day after the Brits is more my favourite day than Christmas Day.
Fun at the time. The next day, walking into Radio 1, sunglasses on. hand up against your face.
Still got your tuxedo on.
Yeah, awful. So that's what I'm not going to do tonight. I said this to Grimmy earlier. He's like, oh, you'll be on all the wines. I was like, I'm not going to. I'm like, yeah, right. That's what I need to shake.
But that's not, I don't know how to put this. That's not just about the Brits.
You mean in general life?
But sure, let's start with the Brits. Baby steps.
And then let's tackle the other 364.
One day at a time.
Anyway, I could have you for that.
See you in court.
I'll see you in court. Here's today's...
Look what the cat dragged in.
Yeah, good luck for later on the red carpet. I hope you don't slip. And here's today's Real or No Real.
When Kerry Katona presented a Brit Award in 2004, she began by saying, "You all look so good and smell lovely. I just farted."
I mean, come on.
Now, did she plan that, do you think, as a speech?
What planned? Oh, planned the...
Not the fart.
Yeah, sure. Did she just think honesty is the best policy?
You know, maybe. But you know when you see, like, people pick out that little bit of paper from the inside of their jacket and it's like, oh, here's my speech? That can't have been on it.
Yeah, maybe she just thought, do you know what? I want to go for a laugh.
Yeah.
Because the temptation is to try and get a laugh out of the crowd, and they're always the toughest crowds.
And the easiest thing to do in these situations is to do a fart joke.
Always. You've always got that to fall back on.
Still funny, aren't they?
Never gets old.
She does come out with some choice quotes. But lol that she actually presented a Brit Award as well.
Yeah, well done her.
I know.
Do you think she's still friends with Liz and the other one?
Who? Oh, Atomic Kitten?
Yeah.
Didn't they get back together?
I don't think so. I think that was just in your dreams.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is absolutely textbook something she'd say. 2004, so... Yeah, that would have been, would that have been height of Atomic Kitten fever?
A bit after, I would say. I reckon she was advertising the frozen foods by then.
Oh, sure.
Do you remember that?
All of the shellfish rings.
Yeah. So it's classic Katona. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real also.
That one is real.
Actually happened. Kerry decided to come out with the slightly whiffy comment before presenting Daniel Bedingfield with the Best Male Award.
Hey! Oh my goodness, what a brilliant selection of names in just one real or no real.
Isn't it? Like the names really date it, don't they?
Daniel Bedingfield.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't get a Natasha Bedingfield reference the other day in the office.
What?
That's when you know that we've all got our priorities wrong.
Yeah, I agree. Please come back soon, Bedingfield.
All of them?
No, not all of them.
Oh.
I've actually got the moment where Katona made a beast of herself, if you want to hear that.
I would love to.
"You all look so clean and smell lovely. I just farted. Anyway..."
No, that is definitely planned.
Just a casual anyway.
That's planned.
What, you think a scriptwriter gave her that on a cue card?
Listen, she's reading it.
"You all look so clean and smell lovely. I just farted."
Come on. That was planned from the start.
Do you think it didn't matter who was presenting that award? They just gave them that card.
Yeah. And next.
The starter, main and dessert on this year's Brit Awards menu have been named after Craig David's singles to celebrate his return to the mainstream.
That is quite an honour. The thing that makes me think this isn't real is that it's always Beef Wellington. Have you noticed that? It's always Beef Wellington.
To be honest, I haven't.
It always is.
Always got your food head on, haven't you?
Well, I'm only going for the dinner. So let's think of some singles. So 7 days.
7 days.
7 day cured.
Ham.
Ham.
Fill me in.
Go on. Pulled pork, fill me in, wrap.
I'm trying to think of other Craig David singles.
Rise and fall.
Souffle. I needed a snort. And,
oh, God. What other ones?
There was one called Spanish, which everyone forgets about.
So, omelette.
Spanish omelette. I'm saying that's enough to create a menu, so I'm going to say real. And I'm looking forward to the Craig David meals.
I think it's shoehorned if they have done it, and I just think everybody else would want it when they do a comeback. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, but a team of 60 chefs will be working hard to make this year's menu, which includes, do you want to know?
Oh, God.
This is what you're going to be having later.
There'll be a jus in there. There'll be a reduction or a wine reduction. Yeah.
Includes a tomato mousse.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Now remember, it was disgusting last year. It was awful. Do you remember?
No.
Horrible.
Lake District lamb.
Sorry, I don't know why that's funny.
And for dessert... your eaten mess.
You see, yeah, they did some weird thing with sherbet last year and something in a tube, yeah.
Not even a sniff of a beef Wellington, actually.
Eat before you go.
And next,
capes have been banned from this year's awards after Madonna's cape catastrophe last year.
Were you in the room for this bit?
Do you know what? And this is so typical of me.
Do you leave early?
The one thing that everyone talked about of the Brits last year, I went out for some fresh air.
Oh.
I was there the rest of the time. Literally, came back to my table. Everyone was like, oh, Madonna's just fallen over. What do you mean she's just fallen over? I missed the whole thing.
I mean, fallen over doesn't really cut it, does it? She was dragged down some stairs via a cape.
It was awful, wasn't it?
I've never been present for a collective gasp as loud.
No, I missed it all.
And people just stood for the next 2.5 minutes with their hands over their mouths, just like, what has just happened?
I can't believe I missed that.
And then I went round and picked up desserts while people weren't noticing.
Did you? While people had their head in their hands. Yeah. I was like, I'll have that mousse.
Clearly leaving that bread basket, so that's all mine. But yet, not like me not to have snuck off at 9:30, so I was quite glad I was there for it.
Annoying as well, because I actually have packed a cape for tonight's awards. So if this is true,
this is embarrassing for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, she's not going to be there, is she? So they would maybe do that out of respect because it might bring her flashbacks. But
I agree. And also, I mean, after that terrible incident last year, I would say that this would be real because they can't have that happening again.
Oh, for pure health and safety reasons?
Yeah, it was terrible.
And their insurance must have shot up on capes.
Yeah.
But
would they be banned, though?
Do you think the person who tied the cape got fired?
Yes, 100%.
And what about the person who pulled the cape?
Fired quicker than the other one.
Oh.
Yeah. I think all fired.
Including Madonna.
And I don't think they've worked again since.
Yeah.
You can imagine Madonna like sat there smoking a cigar. You'll never work in this industry again. And they probably didn't.
You'll never undo a girl's cape again.
So I'm saying, no, they can't have banned them. I'm saying no real.
I'm going to say, because there's always a curveball in real, no real, I'm going to say real.
Really?
That one is real.
Yes! Oh, are you joking?
Well, Ant and Dec have lightheartedly stated that capes are strictly banned from this year's awards and that there is a limit of only one flamethrower per table.
Another classic real or no real small print taken out of context. Bravo, yeah. Everyone.
Yeah, it's not always...
Ant and Dec once said in jest.
It's not always correct facts.
I'm not sure that would stand up in a court of law. But
let's not let that get in the way of entertainment. At the end of that round of real or no real, I got 10, Alice got 30.
I feel like I should do an acceptance speech for these 30 points, like Brit style, but...
Go on then. I can't believe I've won. I've just farted.
There you go. All the best speeches have already been done.
I'm looking forward to your red carpet sass.
Well, this year I think it's a bit of a remix. So I think it's going to be me and Greg.
There's not a studio this year. You're kind of wandering around all the time.
Roving, I believe.
I think that's better, you know.
We can get into all the nooks and crannies.
If you could, please.
So yeah, there's nowhere that's safe, basically. We won't leave a stone unturned.
This is why I love this show every single year. It's one of my favourite shows on Radio 1 because... it's all the stuff, like all the kind of non-polished stuff that you don't see on the TV. You've got to listen. 4 o'clock this afternoon with Greg and Alice on Radio 1. Thank you. I'll see you down there.
Thanks, Scott Mills. The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are Wednesday's best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.